Hi, Robert. Did I get it right?
You did, yes. Enjoy listening to your program. I have for a long time. I am 72 years old. I exercise a lot, eat pretty good, fairly thin, but and married. And I have I'm not being able to gain muscle like I used to, and I'm also I have a little issue with my love life with my wife, so to speak. I don't seem to be able to, you know, keep an erection like I used to, and I don't know whether to take. People I've read where it's testosterone based, having to do with all of that, you know, and so I can still have romance, but then when I do, I it seems to be like a dry situation. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know which way to go. I've read where testosterone isn't good to just go out and find, and I don't know.
Okay, sir. Well, if you haven't had your blood tested, and this one can start with a simple blood test, follow-up should always be with a urine test to check the free estrogens, and you can't do that in blood, but you don't need to do that until you get to follow-up to make sure that too much testosterone is not turning into estrogen. The initial test is just a total testosterone, free testosterone. Those three words, one goes to the laboratory, they draw the blood, they tell you. And what you're looking for is if your free testosterone is below normal, because that's the active one. And if it is, sir, I'd encourage you to work with a doctor who knows what they're doing with testosterone therapy and hormones in general, because it is so important for men to maintain their testosterone at a reasonable level. I'm not talking about 18-year-old levels. Come on. I'm talking about reasonable levels. And for women to maintain their estrogen reasonable, because those are two major factors, estrogen for ladies and testosterone in men, in preventing cognitive decline. They're not the only factors, but they're major. There's research on that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing that may help if you find your testosterone, free testosterone is low. And by the way, just by nature and creation, at age 71, it frequently is low. It's nothing you did wrong. Okay. Second thing, though, is blood vessel dilation. And as you can imagine, we need a lot of blood vessel dilation to get things up, as it were.
Right.
And you can, if you haven't found them already, you can find nitric oxide test strips. Nitric oxide test strips. You can find them in most of the big box drug stores. You can find them in your local compounding pharmacy. Tahoma Dispensary has them. I don't know about other health food stores. Now, what one does with those little strips is self-test. You just put the thing under your tongue and see if it turns a bright color. And there's a color chart on the side of the container. And if it doesn't turn that bright color, oops, then your body hasn't got enough capability of dilating blood vessels. So what do? You copy Popeye and you eat a bunch of spinach. What do you think the man was always carrying the spinach around for? He was chasing olive oil with spinach for a reason, sir. It helped him in that department. Beets are the only vegetable that have more nitric oxide precursor than spinach. And you can look online. If you go online, you can look for nitric oxide vegetables, and it'll tell you all the different vegetables that help you to produce nitric oxide. And you can test yourself to see if you're eating enough of those vegetables. And if it gets kind of boring eating all that vegetable, because some people find they have to eat a lot, one goes to the natural food store and finds something called L-citrulline. It sounds like it's from citrus fruit, but it isn't. It's C-I-T-R-U and then L-L-I-N-E, citrulline. And that comes in 1 gram tablets. And just about all the guys I know find that somewhere between 2 and 4 grams daily of the L-citrulline. What do you know? Now they got the maximum color on those nitric oxide test strips. And that way, sometimes things work better, too. And then I'll get to a third thing, sir. You mentioned, kind of dry here. Well, you know what? As we get older, and we've heard that song before, as we get older, things happen. Well, they do. And one thing that happens is that we don't make DNA and RNA. Those are the nucleic acid that are the code for what goes on in every cell. We don't make that as efficiently as we used to. That's just the rules of life. And what do you know? There's actually a researcher who spent a whole heck of a lot of time researching how people could get that boosted. And guess what, sir? It's eating sardines and anchovies. I am not kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Because those two things are very high in DNA and RNA. Sardines and anchovies. And I know at least a couple fellows who told me, Oh, I eat a can of sardines every day since I heard that from you. And what do you know? Things aren't as dry as they used to be. Now, it takes it because what's one of the major components of the wetness, we'll call it? Otherwise, we could call it the ejaculate. It happens to be DNA and RNA. That's how we have our little babies with our human DNA, right?
Oh.
So if we put in DNA from the sardine, I've forgotten this researcher's name, but he wrote us a whole book on it. If we put in the DNA and some RNA that's present in sardines and anchovies, and we eat them fairly regularly, guess what? We're going to be able to have more DNA of our own because our bodies will just break that down and adapt it and use the same material to build our own DNA and RNA.
Mm.
And that's the DNA mostly is a major component of the ejaculate, as it's called. So there you go, sir. There's several things you can
Very
do.
Very interesting. Yes. Thank you for all of that good information. The name of that other thing was citrulline or something?
Yes. L-C-I-T-R-U-L-L-I-N-E, citrulline. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to definitely try some of these things. And then if I wanted to get the testosterone, the free testosterone, I could do that by making an appointment at your clinic or something?
Sure. Any of our doctors can order that for you, sir. And
okay.
You could order it for yourself, but then again, you'd have to pay for it, too. They won't take your insurance. I mean, they won't take your word for it and cover it by insurance. That's what I mean.
I see. Okay. Thank you again. And one real quick question. What's the difference between free testosterone and just testosterone? I don't understand that part.
Okay. Imagine there's a truckload of testosterone going all through, you know, a tiny truck, but a truck going all round and round and round in the bloodstream. And every once in a while, it opens the back door and throws out a few things. That truck is loaded with testosterone, but about 99% of it stays in the truck at all times, and only 1% of it goes out there in the circulation and does the work. And why nature's got it designed that way, who knows? But the free testosterone does the work because that truck can't activate the receptors. Only the free testosterone molecule can.
Oh, okay. That's a good way of putting it.
Yep, and you got to get them both measured.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for what you do for everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome, and good luck on that, sir. I'm sure
some
of it will work.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.